Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Protesters have been cleared off the grounds of New York's Columbia University. The university asking the NYPD to clear out anti-Israel protest camps on Tuesday night, saying it was for the safety of all students. In Los Angeles, police also sweeping through the UCLA campus, saying they were asked by the school to restore order as violence was breaking out between anti-war and pro-Israel demonstrators. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, no fan of the protesters on college campuses.
What is clear is that basic comprehension of history, theology, and geography is in very short supply in the Ivy League.
This as New York City Mayor Eric Adams says many of the protests in New York City have been taken over by professional agitators that have no affiliation with the school, and he's calling for them to end.
I'm urging every student and every protester to walk away from this situation now and continue your advocacy through other means.
Four law enforcement officers from Charlotte, North Carolina have been killed and four others injured by gunfire while serving a warrant related to possession of a firearm by a felon. In remarks on the Senate floor Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, remembers the fallen officers and calls for an assault weapons ban.
The Senate mourns the loss of these dedicated public servants. We grieve with their families. And we must do more to prevent shootings like this that involve AR-style weapons.
The Biden administration is considering bringing certain Palestinians to the United States as refugees, a move that would offer a permanent safe haven for some of those fleeing war-torn Gaza. That's according to an internal federal government document that was obtained by CBS News. This is USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
A top Republican is speaking out regarding President Trump's legal troubles. USA's John Schaefer explains.
New York Republican Elise Stefanik is accusing Special Counsel Jack Smith of election interference in former President Trump's federal case. She sent a letter urging investigation, claiming Smith abuses federal resources to influence the election.
Democrats' corrupt and desperate witch hunts against President Trump must come to an end. This is lawfare and blatant election interference, and the American people know it.
Stefanik told reporters Smith aims to stop the American people from electing Donald Trump.
Walmart is closing all 51 of its health care centers after discontinuing virtual health services. Despite its recent expansion into health care, the company is shutting down locations in Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Missouri, and Texas. This strategic shift by the largest retailer could create a gap in healthcare access, especially for lower-income patients without insurance. A group of six Republican attorney generals are suing the Biden administration over recent changes to Title IX. It's the fourth lawsuit over the proposed Title IX revisions. Tuesday's lawsuit was headed by Kentucky and Tennessee attorneys generals' claims the expansions overstepped the president's authority. Winners last night in the NBA include the Milwaukee Bucks, Cleveland Cavaliers, and Philadelphia 76ers. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. And we're honored to have Congressman Jody Heiss with us. We're going to talk about his new book, Sacred Trust, Election Integrity and the Will of the People. Congressman, this really rhymes with the reason, I would say, of at least over 60% of America anyway, that does not believe in the results of the 2020 election. We believe that the election was compromised, full stop, and we need to do something about it. And thank you for championing the cause on behalf of we the people, because election integrity, as you write, is a sanctity that should not be violated for this democratic republic.
I could not agree with you more. You know, at the end of the day, Bill, elections are all about the will of the people.
Yes.
It's not about politics. Frankly, we need to get politics out of the process of voting. Voting is all about whether or not the voice of the people is accurately heard. As a country that is based upon the consent of the governed,
exactly.
A nation based upon we the people having our voice to determine who is going to represent us in the policies, we must have the sacred trust to defend and protect the integrity of our election processes.
Well, it would seem that there's no intestinal fortitude, except for what you are modeling on the Hill, to really address this problem. I mean, you had everyday citizens come out on January the 6th. Now, they didn't come out on January the 6th because Nancy Pelosi promised a wiener roast. They came out on January the 6th because they had contention, they had problems with what happened in November. And, I mean, you had sworn affidavits, you had attorneys all over the place, anecdotal information about discrepancies. I mean, I can tell you, Congressman, I traveled in October just before the election, and I went through 12 states. Ask me how many Biden-Harris bumper stickers, signs, flags, or anything that I saw going through those 12 states. Ask me.
How many? It's like
three.
Three.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Unbelievable.
Everywhere I went, Trump, including Los Angeles, okay, the Democratic stronghold of the state of California. I mean, they're having, boat parades for him out there in Santa Monica. I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, the response that was happening, thousands of people coming out, you know, to hear him speak, while Joe Biden was lucky to get 12 cars with masks and everything else. And it was just ridiculous. So how do you come up with 80 million votes? It, just even in a statistical analysis of something that you would learn in, statistics 1A in college, this is not plausible.
Yeah, and you know where all of this, I'll be honest, I did not go to Congress with election integrity on my radar, to be very honest with you. This was, I had other things that drove me to Congress, but as a senior member of the Oversight Committee, once COVID started coming into our country, in fact, we had our first case in Washington State It was the very next week that Democrats had a hearing in the Oversight Committee that started laying the groundwork for the need to have a federal takeover of our election processes. Mm-hmm. And we started having week after week after week after week, literally one hearing after another, when the rest of the country was wondering what's going on, what is this COVID going to mean for my life, for our family, what is it going to mean? The Democrats seem to be pushing this narrative that we need to be sending ballots out to people. There may be lockdowns. There may be people fearful of going to ballots. Whatever, it seemed as though COVID became a springboard to massively run with a narrative and to actually try to enforce changes in our election processes. And sure enough, it happened all across the country with regulations and rules and changes that never would have been tolerated under any other circumstance. But here we go with altering the way we do elections. That, you know, we ended up losing the confidence of the American people in our entire process.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw it early on, Congressman. I said the fix is in. I mean, and this is months before, like you said. Just in your way of expressing and describing what happened, somebody had a plan back then, and they started working the plan. And I think the Republican Party was caught off guard because, see, conservatives are trusting of people. We want to think that people are honorable. We can't even think of somebody else coming up with this kind of behavior that would compromise the integrity of a free and fair election. But the Democratic Party historically has been, sadly, and I know this may sound conspiratorial, our audience knows where I come from on this, is that sadly they've become a party of cheaters. Because you go back and you look, this isn't something, even though you got what our attorney, former Attorney General Eric Holder saying, oh, he mocked it. He goes, there's no such thing as voter fraud. And I go, how can you make that statement when people are being arrested and they're in jail for voter fraud? Help me.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, I don't know that any of us will really know the truth of what all happened. But I recall sitting in those oversight hearings feeling just an uneasiness about what is going on here. And I had no clue. And, yeah, but it just felt weird. And then I'll say they added another layer where they started the mantra of national widespread voter suppression, and they basically held up Georgia as Exhibit A with all of that. And, of course, I'm from Georgia. I know Georgia well, and I knew the accusations that were coming forth were not accurate. So, you know, I started pushing back on some of this stuff and then gradually getting more and more involved. But this was not something I went to Congress with on my radar. It became something that I just believe, and this is the whole reason for the title, I do believe, as you said, this is, election integrity is a sacred trust. This is something that cannot be swept under a rug. It cannot be tampered with or played with. This is the epicenter of what we as American citizens embrace in terms of us having the final word as to the direction that our government is going to go, be it local, state, or federal.
If we miss this, we miss everything. You know, Senator, what was it, Senator out of Boston, Rosen, all of a sudden his name escapes me, for Rosenblum, Rosenthal. Anyway, he said, falso in uno, falso in omnibus, which was interesting coming from him because he was caught lying at one point. But when you talk about a foundational issue like this, is that if we can't get the election right, then everything else about our government is wrong. I mean, we're not fooling anybody. The people of the world look at America, which at one time, you know, they look and saw that, you know, shining light on a hill, the city on a hill. They saw it, and it was an encouragement to them, a beacon for freedom and truth and fairness for all. And our light is dimmed. Somebody has ratcheted back the light a bit. And I think at the very core of this are these foundational building stones, these sacred trusts that must be honored. And it's like one of those trusts that you've got to throw your body over. And we had, over 1,000 people who've been arrested for January 6th, and they were willing to put themselves, over the hand grenade, in a sense, of what was happening. living with our government. Now, I say that in a general context. I'm not, you know, liberating anybody from any responsibility they may have for breaking any laws, but I'm just saying overall, I mean, they exercised their civic responsibility.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay. Plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
At 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're honored to have the Congressman Jody Heiss with us on election integrity and the will of the people. Sacred trust, as Jody said, he didn't go to Congress thinking that election interference or election integrity was on his radar. But kind of like George Bush, when George W. was elected, he wasn't going to be a wartime president, but things happen, right?
That's right. And, you know, there's so much. Washington is one of those places that's a constant avalanche of information and issues that constantly have to be dealt with. There are multiple fires, so to speak, political fires taking place at the same time. But there are certain ones that come along that you cannot rush through, that you cannot turn your head away from. And for me, this was one of those issues, because just as you were saying before the break, that this is one of those issues that if we miss it on this, we miss everything. How do you restore? How do you regain control for the people if there is a compromised election? That is what is at stake. And to me, this is not a Republican versus Democrat issue. This is an American issue. This is foundational as to who we are as a country. And both sides of the aisle should do everything within their power to ensure that our election process are going to be fair, transparent, and accurate reflections of the will of the people every time they go to the ballot box.
Exactly. Well, and this is why we appreciate the effort, because you seem to be one of the sole voices, you know, coming out. And this book is so important, and I know it's going to be an encouragement to our listeners, Congressman, because we want to know that somebody is fighting for us on this, because we're around 200 days from the next election, actually sooner, the way some of these states are conducting the election process, and I'm not sure that things have gotten fixed. And that's the question that's high in the mind of many voters. Are we going to really have a fair shot at this? Because right now, I mean, the indications are that there is another pandemic on the horizon here with this bird flu coming about. And you already see the machinations taking place where they're revving up another emergency use authorization, which gave them an incredible amount of license in taking away our liberties, and our liberties as it had to do with the election process were compromised, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, they may call it bird flu, but at the end of the day, it appears as though this is the election variant of COVID that's on the horizon. And isn't it amazing how it just happens to come every 4 years, whenever there's a major election, that we have another catastrophic epidemic like this is what it appears to be taking place. And, perhaps an election variant will be coming. But to me, whatever it is, and there are many states, dozens of states, that have taken good positive action to try to strengthen their election integrity laws and to protect them and so forth. Unfortunately, there are quite a number of states that have not gone down that path as well. But overall, the American people, this is high on their radar now. The American people understand that whether they're going to say there were massive national fraud or not, they are keenly aware that there are loopholes that could be seriously problematic, and every one of those, to the best of our ability, need to be cleaned up, and the holes need to be removed. And that is what we've got to move towards. You know, we've got to fix our vulnerabilities at the election box, and we have got to ensure to the best of our ability that those areas that could be problematic are addressed and hopefully resolved altogether.
Is there enough force to do this? Because, you know, the Democrats are really happy. They got the results they wanted at the expense of the American people. I mean, look what happened in 3 years of Joe Biden's horrible policies, how it's devastated the middle class. I mean, Congressman, I mean, the average increase in cost of living is at least $1,000 a month. And it's not like Joe Biden decided to give everybody an EV and leave it in their driveway. No, it's just you're paying $1,000 more a month because of the Joe Biden and Democratic policies.
Yeah, and that's reflective in the polls. I mean, even Democrats, as well as obviously independents, are leaving the party in droves, just like they're leaving many of the blue states in droves. They understand these policies are destructive to our country, and they are restrictive to our freedoms and liberties as American citizens. So people are leaving the party by the droves, and I think that is likewise a great opportunity for Republicans right now. I mean, where else are these people going to go? You look at
right.
every aspect, from our border to our economy to our military to crime. All of these things were so much better under the Republican policies, under the leadership of President Trump when he was there. And people are recognizing there is a difference mm-hmm. between the parties. But again, my emphasis is not who wins or loses. My emphasis is a fair election. That's what yeah. we've got to do, everything within our power to maintain and protect.
Well, we have to have an informed electorate. The electorate has been dumbed down. Social media has been captured along with mainstream media. This is why they continue to lose audience. But they still have voice and they carry some weight. And people are being told what to do. They're really not exercising their right to liberty and to own their own knowledge. And, because the elected officials they have been captured, they themselves have been captured. And so this idea of a democratic republic, I mean, they hear Joe Biden talk about democracy. We don't live in a democracy. He uses the wrong words repeatedly, and this is what the Democrats do. They're real good at wordsmithing a narrative in such a way that is really false right on its face. Because, I'm here to protect the democracy. Well, then if you're here to protect the democracy, you're protecting the wrong thing. Because we don't have a democracy, right?
That's right. But they are masters, like you said, they've become rhetorical masters at accusing others of the very thing that they themselves are guilty of. I mean, we've all seen it. It's easy to find Democrats one after another for decades, challenging election outcomes. But you let a Republican do it when there are legitimate concerns. Mm-hmm. They say, look, I am concerned about X, Y, Z. That took place here, and we are referred to as everything from election deniers to threats to our democracy, as you reference, which is what we're not, but they we're called threats to our democracy and so forth, and yet they themselves, anyone in my book, anyone who does not do everything within their power to try to secure our election processes, there is a real threat to our system of governance and the voice of the people. That is the individual or group or whatever that is the real threat, not those who are trying to stand up for election integrity. And yet, the intimidation is severe, it is real, and as a result, very few people want to stand up and talk about this type of thing.
Have we ever got it right? Because I go back and, last year or no, during this last election, they finally admitted, they said, well, the truth be known, John F. Kennedy, there was voter fraud there. That's how he won. Are you kidding me? Come on, 60 years later? So my question is, did we ever get it right to where we could look back? Because any good businessman or any good, program director would look at what's going on and say, okay, when did we make the wrong turn? Where did we make the mistakes that gave us this election process we have today? Congressman, we only have about 60 seconds left, so I'm going to let you summarize it and bring us home on that idea, if you would, please.
Okay, yeah, I think we have gotten it right. But listen, I don't know that we've ever had an election that there has not been some sort of shenanigans somewhere. But what seemed to happen this last go-round was it was seemingly much more widespread, and I think COVID became the springboard for that. So what all of us as responsible citizens must do is hold our officials accountable and us personally get engaged. This issue of elections is a sacred trust, the very epicenter upon which our system of governance rests. It is something we've got to give everything within our power to protect. And that is what my book is trying to address.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Home prices are hitting record levels despite high mortgage rates. According to the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index, prices jumped more than 6% on a year-over-year basis in February. That's the third straight month of gains for the 20-city composite index. Prices in San Diego saw the biggest gain, up more than 11% from 1 year ago. Chicago and Detroit round out the top three cities with annual increases of almost 9%. Police in Ryacere late Tuesday night entered the campus of Columbia University seeking to retake a building occupied by anti-Israel protesters. Roughly 100 NYPD officers moved into the Morningside Heights campus late Tuesday night after university officials sent a letter asking the police for help. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, are you looking for ideas on how to improve, renew, clean, and organize your home this spring? Oh, we've got just the one to help us. David Sheinkopf is going to be joining us with all his ideas. David, of course, an interior designer, carpenter, general contractor, art director, and set designer. He's featured in over 100 episodes of HGTV's Design on a Dime. So get ready to take notes. He knows what he's talking about. David, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Bill. I really appreciate being here.
Okay, so up front, let me ask you, how many times have you hammered accidentally your thumb instead of a nail?
I've done it probably about a half dozen times, but worse than that, I was on a job site, and I was wearing a pair of shoes, and I had 2 16-penny nails go right into my foot.
Oh, wow. You see, I was kind of just kidding. I just thought, well, is he going to be open and vulnerable enough to talk about it? But yes.
Bill, come on, man. I mean, at this stage of the game, you got to be honest, right?
That's right. Exactly. Well, you see, what happens, it makes us all feel better because you've gone through the battle and this stuff happens. I mean, you know, a hammer, a nail, you know, a gun that fires metal instruments, you know, sometimes they can end up in the wrong place. You end up nailing your feet to the ground,
Yeah. But we've gone through the war and we've come back through the other side, so we're okay.
So it's all good. So that out of the way, let's talk about some great ideas that you got to share. So first of all, we look at the house and we go, man, this is where do we begin? You know, where do we start a home remodeling project?
Well, I always tell people to start with a priority checklist. I mean, you might want a new look with a change in decor or to create more space or even an appliance upgrade. Whatever remodeling needs, to make sure to carefully budget and thoroughly research everything before you start the remodeling project. That's the biggest thing.
Right. Yeah, because once you start and you start laying it down, writing it down, and then you bring the wife unit into play, man, you better get you know, some legal size paper out, because now it's going to turn into a massive project. It reminded me of a friend of mine who goes, oh, I got the greatest gift for my wife, you know, for Christmas. I'd really searched and I thought, I know she's going to love this pillow. Well, that pillow turned into a $30,000 upgrade in the house.
Well, you know what's funny? I always tell people, Bill, to start small and move up. Mm-hmm. You know,
right?
Start off with upgrading your kitchen and laundry appliances, because they can make a huge difference with the look and usability of your space. And luckily, now through the end of May, you can get great deals on award winning appliances, because May is Maytag month. You can save up to 30%. On select Maytag appliances now through May 31st. Plus, if you buy 3 appliances, you'll receive an additional $200 prepaid card via mail-in rebate or instant rebate. Just visit Maytag.com for the full promo detail.
So check it out. Wow. So, yeah, I mean, there's some practical ways to approach this, as you say, and especially in those environments in your house that make the biggest difference, right?
Oh, without a doubt. Now, well, for instance, if you're looking for some hardworking kitchen appliances that are affordable, consider the Maytag Performance lineup, which includes a large capacity cooling fridge, a range that sears with perfection, a microwave that'll handle splatters, and a dishwasher with serious cleaning strength. And they're all backed by a 10-year limited part warranty. Now, for instance, in my home, I have pets. So this is why I wanted everybody to check out the Maytag Pet Pro Washer and Dryer, because it helps conquer all that pet hair. It was named the best top loading washer for pet owners by Reviewed.com, and the Pet Pro filter in the washer removes 5 times more pet hair. And it's all available on Maytag.com and at participating Maytag brand retailers.
These guys have been thinking about stuff, huh?
I think they care about their people.
Right.
I think that's what separates Maytag from everybody else.
Okay, so we're making a checklist, you know, checking it twice. We got it all laid out, and we start working a plan, right? Work the plan, and don't get overly ambitious. Don't think you're going to tackle a year's worth of project in 2 weeks.
No, but let's talk about a couple of projects that people could do on their own. I mean, a fresh coat of paint is a wonderful way to refresh a room and to give it a new look. Installing new lighting, modernize it, maybe different hardware in the kitchen. These are all little things that can make a big difference and have a lot of impact. Also, if you're doing a remodel, make sure to have a timeline and stick to it. But you got to understand that there's going to be delays, so always be flexible. Have a contingency plan. And if you decide to hire a contractor, make sure you have a clear communication plan and include it in the contract.
Well, we're talking with David Sheinkopf. Of course, you may know his name and may have seen him on TV. He's the interior designer, carpenter, general contractor, art director, set designer, featured in over 100 episodes of HGTV's Design on a Dime, where he helped everyday people on a budget, just like you and I, find designs that they loved. How much fun is that and rewarding for you, you know, to go in and take your talent and your gifts and come alongside and help people and make such a huge difference like that? What a blessing.
You know, Bill, it was always a pleasure to do it, because the show got to pay for it. People got the product. I got to build things that were on the outer scapes of my mind, and I was able to really help people. And that's what I love, you know. And for all your listeners out there, if they want to learn more about May is Maytag Month, just go to Maytag.com/May, and they can check out all of the stuff that I was just talking about today.
Right, exactly. And David, you know, the other thing that comes into play here, you know, I think of it, you know, we're all, in a sense, we're all artists, and we all need a canvas. And, you know, for this kind of, you know, the TV shows that you were doing, or even projects you work even to this day, it's a new canvas to work on. And artists can't help but, you know, pick up a brush, in your case, a hammer and a nail. Be careful. But you can't help but pick it up and express your talent and gifting. And it's just got to be fun. I mean, how long have you been doing this, David?
Oh, man, Bill. I've been a carpenter for the better part of 35 years. Been doing television for almost 40, and I've been a contractor for 20 plus. So I've had a lot of experience in that realm, and I really do love seeing the smile on people's faces when you do something that they enjoy.
Oh, I bet. I was just going to ask you, did you always know you were going to be a carpenter?
You know, I didn't. I mean, I was an actor for a very long time, and it was a great carpentry became sort of a survival job. I started building building bookcases and things like that, record holders and things like that on my porch, and that turned into a whole furniture business. I'm also a master craftsman. I build furniture for a living. And, I mean, it's really a survival job that I really learned to love. And even though I still do acting and I still do hosting and I do all that kind of stuff and I'm a contractor, I never forget my roots and right. where I came from and what I learned, you know? Mm-hmm.
Well, and
I'm hoping that the younger generations will continue doing it because somewhat of, you know?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, and you have a young son, so does he have his own tool?
I do. I've got a 10-year-old, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. Absolutely. Yeah. He is such a tinkerer. It's amazing. And what's great is that they've all these projects out there that you can give kids, like, you know, small projects that they can do on their own so they get this self-satisfaction about doing it on their own. It gives them a lot of confidence, you know?
Yeah,
and he loves to build.
Well, my son loved it whenever we went into demolition projects. There's something about young kids. They love to bust things up.
they do
such a great job at it. Huh? I'll tell you, we got about a minute left here, David. This has been so much fun. Hey, some last-minute home remodeling tips you want to pass on as we wrap things up?
You know, I always tell people to do whatever they can by themselves. If it costs more than $500, consider bringing in an expert and bringing in a contractor. If you're going to do things in your home, do things that will give you satisfaction and that you really enjoy. That's my main thing. This is all about you and what makes you feel good and what makes your heart sing. So just for all your listeners out there, make sure that you do things every day that you enjoy, whether it's part of your home or part of your life. Like Bill said, everything is about creativity and art.
Yeah, there it is. And final word on the website, where they need to go for more information.
If you want to learn more about May is Maytag Month, visit Maytag.com/May.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation.
Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Got a real treat for you. Are you ready for worship? I love worship. And we got Chad Gentry going to be joining us to talk about Breakthrough the Stars, the studio album that was created for true multicultural worship, reimagining some of the most powerful 90s era worship songs and featuring a mix of both well-known and grassroots worship leaders. This according to Chad himself. He and his wife, it's their fault. They did this, and so and we get to be blessed by it all. Chad, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Likewise. Thank you so much, Bill. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, this 90s worship song, Breakthrough the Stars, why this project?
Yeah, well, the album Breakthrough the Stars is just, it's a cog in the wheel of the entire, you know, 90s worship night movement that we spearheaded starting back in January of 2021. When it's all said and done, it will feature a 10-part docuseries. Our record label, NWN Records, which is the label through which we release Breakthrough the Stars. And also, we have lots of live events that we're planning all across North America. So all those parts together form 90s Worship Night. And, you know, this album, Breakthrough the Stars, is really, you know, a celebration and a way to commemorate the public launch of 90s Worship Night.
Mm-hmm. Was this something that, you know, God was waking you up in the middle of the night and saying, hey, Chad, come on, we need to do this. Remember, you know, 90s worship song, which was a very special era. And when you, you know, consider the music, and I know that when people, you know, who were around at the time began to hear the songs of the 90s again, this is going to be more than a walk down memory lane because you've got, you know, during this period of time, and to this music, people came to know the Lord, Chad.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. I mean, there's definitely a lot of nostalgia involved, as you just mentioned. And, you know, we've heard lots of stories from people everywhere we've went, you know, through our live events thus far. But, I mean, you really hit the nail on the head. I mean, it's, for me, a large part of this is, you know, whether it be calling the prodigals home, so to speak, or just, you know, really reigniting a passion, you know, within Christians who, you know, lived through the 90s era and were deeply impacted by their experiences. But since that time, you know, just life changes and other things happening, you know, they're just not on fire for the Lord like they would have been back then. So we're really seeing people draw closer, and that's a big part, you know, as to and kind of get back to what you were referencing earlier. Yeah, I mean, I really, you know, we started this through, it was a divine encounter, Bill, that I had, you know, back in September 2020. A good friend of mine had just passed away, you know, someone who was instrumental in mentoring me with worship ministry and was a key figure, you know, of the 90s worship movement. His name was Danny Chambers. He was a pastor here in the Nashville area where, you know, folks most recently knew him from. And, you know, it really caught us off guard when he passed away, you know. And in a time of mourning, you know, I really sought the Lord and just was, you know, basically said a simple prayer, like, God, I'd love to do something to honor Danny's, you know, memory and legacy. Kind of the here I am, send me. You know, didn't
right,
much
exactly.
of it, you know, and then I, like I said, I had that encounter with the Lord. It was at 2 a.m. in the morning on September 27th. I remember it just like it was yesterday. And in the months to follow, God, you know, divinely downloaded this whole 90s worship night idea. And then we started, you know, full force in January 2021, and we haven't looked back.
Yeah, and here you are. You create the 90s worship night brand, you know, and you're going to take it on the, you know, take it around the country. It'll be on tour, which is exciting. I can't hardly wait for that. I could just see, you know, a lot of breakthroughs occurring. Now, you led worship in the 90s, right?
Yeah, that is correct. I started in the beginning of 1996. I was 15 years old, so definitely a youngster. Mm-hmm. But you know, there have been a lot of full circle moments, Bill. You know, just throughout this entire project, and I see why the Lord called me at such a young age to do it was because you know, He knew what lay ahead, and that I would need that, you know, background and foundation, you know, to really spearhead 90s worship night in the current era. So I'm very thankful for that.
Well, you know, here it is. You know, you build it, they'll come. You've got all, I mean, the talent roster is unbelievable. And, of course, you know, let's start with your sister. You and your sister, Kim Gentrymeyer, you know, come together, right? And so, and people are hearing and going, yeah, you know, all these 90 worship leaders. And there was really something special about the era of the 90s. And as you set it in perspective, gosh, I remember there just seemed like there was such a musical revolution needed, musical revolution that happened, and it seemed to emanate out of Nashville. There was also this movement of singing scripture that somehow was very much a part of the 90s movement as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was a very special time, you know, in worship music, you know, from my perspective. And I think a lot of it was just, you know, there was such a variety of what was going on. You know, I think in the years since, worship music has become a bit homogenized. You know, that's a word that I've heard a lot and definitely agree with, meaning that, you know, the sound of it is pretty well the same from church to church. Whereas in the 90s decade, there was such a blend of different genres and styles and personalities. And I really hope, you know, that we see that variety come back in ministry. And, you know, we're definitely doing our part to hopefully, you know, usher that in, so to speak, you know, and getting back to the Breakthrough the Stars album. That's why we wanted to make it, you know, really a true multicultural album. You know, featuring some of, you know, the original artists from that era, and then also some names that, you know, maybe new to some people who were, you know, heavily involved in our 90s Worship Night live events.
Well, drop some names here, because, you know, the thing is, you know, to hear you describe this, Chad, you know, I think where we are right now, sadly, and for me, you know, I led worship in our church for many years, and I look at it today, and it's become more performance oriented, and that breaks my heart. I think it breaks the Father's heart, because it's really not true worship, and that's just, you know, my perspective on this. Your church could be just absolutely perfect and inspirational and praising God, and that's awesome. But too many places I go to, and I just see the performance element, you know, raising its head. And this is not where, this is not what worship is all about. You know, that you lead worship and you, you get the people engaged and you're bringing the people into the presence of God. You know, and sometimes I think that, you know, some of the worship leaders get involved and hey, they're very talented and they're really good. But the deal is that, it doesn't work if you're not going to bring somebody, you know, if you're not going to set up a parade and bring people into the presence of God, you know, why are we doing it? My criticism, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I mean, the mindset was definitely different, you know, in the 90s compared to thereafter. And I saw it firsthand. I mean, it was very ministry-minded back in that era. And I think a lot of that, to be honest, Bill, was just, you know, that was really the pre-commercialization of the genre. You know, I mean, post-2000, you know, really entertainment crept in, commercialization crept in, big profits crept in. You know, and not to point the finger at anyone specifically, I mean, that was just, I think, what was going to be the natural evolution because of the popularity level that we saw with the worship genre as we moved through the 90s.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of
I think it was anticipated. People saw that, to your point, exactly. They saw the trajectory. And, you know, so it kind of went on its own inertia. We've got a couple of minutes left, and we're going to leave some time to play some of the music, you know, from the CD. What else can people, as we wrap things up, what else can people expect from the 90s worship night this year?
Yeah, well, we'll definitely be releasing, you know, more music. I definitely would encourage, you know, everyone, if they're into digital streaming, to look us up on Spotify, Apple Music, you know, also YouTube, you know, to check out some of these songs and some of these features. You know, one of the blessings for me, Bill, is having become really good friends with several of our partners on this, being, you know, for instance, Jeff Dio, you know, original lead singer of Sonic Flood, Charlie Hall. You know, originally from the Passion Movement. You know, they're both on the album. Lenny LeBlanc, you know, was a hero of mine. And so,
One of my favorites as well. Yeah, exactly.
No, yeah, good. Yeah. And he was so important to Hosanna Music, you know, Integrity Music and its, you know, origin. So, you know, those names definitely on there. Linda Cooper.
Ron Canole. You got Ron Canole, right? Yes.
Yeah. Rob Canelli's been doing some stuff with us. Is a good friend. You know, we'll be doing an episode about his you know, ministry in the docuseries. So the names just go on and on. And so many stories to tell. So many amazing narratives. And you know, I can't wait for people to get to see it once it's finally ready.
Exactly. I can't wait as well. Chad Gentry, where can they go? The website for more information.
Yes, it's at 90sworshipnight.com, and that's spelled out NINETIES, worshipnight.com. 90sworshipnight.com. From there, you can link to all of our other social media and other websites.
Breakthrough the Stars, executive producer and president of 90s Worship Night Productions, Chad Gentry has been our guest. Chad, thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you, too, Bill. God bless you as well.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The final